Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, let's talk to Jason Erks for just a moment. He is a spokesperson for Sunnyside. Hey, Jason, this is John. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Sunnyside, that's the name of a bunch of marijuana stores in Chicagoland?
Yeah, we have 10 Sunnyside stores around the state. We're owned by Cresco Labs, which is one of the largest wholesalers in the country of cannabis products.
So what did you guys do in sales this year?
Sales were great. You know, if you remember in January and February, things started off with long lines and people waiting and some supply issues. But all those things have kind of worked themselves out. And it's been a great year for cannabis in Illinois as a whole. It's been great for the businesses, great for consumers that had access to get cannabis, and great for municipalities all around the state and the state for the tax revenue it was generating.
You're not going to give me the number, are you?
Well, we're a publicly traded company. I can't give numbers.
Oh, wait a minute. You're publicly or privately?
Public.
Public. Well, then I would think you could. If you're a publicly traded company, you can't tell me what the gross sales were this year?
Well, we haven't announced them for this year yet.
Oh, okay. But I mean, all right, but I do know this. Illinois did about $1 billion, so I would imagine hundreds of millions of dollars of those are yours. Were you surprised by the amount of business that were done in Illinois this year?
Yeah, everyone expected Illinois to be a $2 to $4 billion market at maturity. So to do $1 billion in the first year, especially with supply limitations and not a lot of dispensaries open, I think certainly exceeded everyone's expectations. It's been a very solid year for everybody involved.
And if we do $1 billion, what's the average tax bill? Like, because people the first week were sending me copies of their receipts as souvenirs, but as also as reminders that the state's making money on this. And sometimes it was 25-30% of the sale was tax revenue, right?
Yeah, there's taxes that go to three different municipalities pretty much in each sale that you do in the state. The state takes a big chunk of it, but then each county and each city is able to generate revenue, tax revenue as well. And that's been really beneficial for a lot of the communities around Illinois, especially during this pandemic. I mean, the mayor of Naperville last week was very appreciative that that they now have tax revenue coming in. The mayor of Schaumburg, was out at our opening, and so they were excited about it. And even the city of Chicago, when you heard what the mayor said, several months ago, that the cannabis tax revenue saved city jobs and avoided layoffs. So I think municipalities all over the state are really happy and comfortable with cannabis being in their community.
How does not all of them. Some of them have said, no, we don't want those stores in our town. But then the neighboring town will go ahead and allow one.
Exactly. And, even the ones that said no at the beginning, like Naperville is a great example. Naperville opted out initially and then put it to a ballot referendum, and it passed. So now there's three dispensaries in Naperville, and the Naperville mayor is thrilled to have that revenue. And I think he walked through our store that we opened in Naperville last week and was really impressed with the professionalization and how normal the cannabis buying experience was. It's not what people had in their mind.
Well, because it didn't exist previously. Previously, you had to do it on the sly, and so I've not gone into one of the stores, but the one near me, it does seem to be like people line up and then they pick it up, but it's not the sort of walk in to an Apple store and try the different devices. I would imagine something that was kind of open and breezy and retail friendly.
And it is. I think, right now during the pandemic, for our dispensaries, we've gone to online ordering only. So people are really coming in and they're approving their age verification and paying for their purchase. So there's not a lot of time to really work with our wellness advisors and get educated. But our whole concept of Sunnyside is really more education-based, where people that have never consumed cannabis before can come in and ask questions and learn about consumption methods, learn about proper dosing, learn about the different products, which is a little hard to do when you're doing things virtually online. But we'll get there this year, and we're looking forward to educating a lot of people.
So the tax gets as high as 40% on some purchases, depending on the potency or quantity and the municipality, right?
Yeah, correct. I think it's a range of 25 to 30% for the state, and then each additional municipality, like a county or a city, can add on kind of a home rule 3% tax. So it could get close to that 40%.
But it seems to me too, and the ones near me, that this is this right? that there's like a little window and people walk up and they hand them their order. And the thing, is that the model that some stores have?
I can't speak for other stores. I can tell you that our model is a very open, a very bright and very welcoming atmosphere, much like an Apple store or a Sephora. You know, we're really trying to normalize the process so people feel as comfortable coming into a cannabis shop as they would go into their local GNC or Whole Foods or Starbucks. We want it to be that comfortable to help eliminate the stigma associated with it. So, you know, right now there's certainly some windows and some shields and things like that as COVID protection. But at the end of the day, the model really is something where people can walk in and feel comfortable with the purchase they're making.
But at your places, people are ordering online and then they pick it up. So those
Correct.
Lines I see are people who have ordered online. You have a pickup time and then they sort of space out down the street. The line moves along. People pick up their orders. I understand that. But it is interesting to see how robust business is then, because there's always 10, 12 people standing there waiting for their turn. It's like the cash register never stops ringing. At least that's what it looks like to me.
Certain days of the week are definitely like that. And again, the lines move very quickly. There might be 20 people in line that are showing up, but they're spending average 2 to 3 minutes in the store, showing their age verification and paying for their purchase. So things are moving very quickly. And I think, you know, even during the pandemic, we've seen a lot of people turn to cannabis and look at cannabis as a means of relief. People that are having trouble sleeping, people that are dealing with anxiety or depression. So, I think that's certainly helped fuel some sales this year in the state.
Yeah, I'm sure. How do people mostly consume it? What's the number one kind of product you sell?
You know, traditional flower products are very popular. Vape products are popular. If you remember, there was a vape crisis last year where people were buying illicit market vapes and they really didn't know what they were getting. So I think there's a comfort level of people going to a dispensary where they know the products were tested and manufactured in a controlled environment. And then, of course, edibles, your gummies, your chocolates and things like that, which a lot of people are microdosing. They're taking very small doses, so they don't really get that high or that euphoric effect, but they're getting the medicinal benefits of cannabis, and that's very popular as well.
Yeah, right. You said traditional flower products. That was the first thing you said. What does that mean?
That means you're literally taking the bud of the plant, grinding it up, and consuming it, you know, through a vaporization device or a joint, traditional methods.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that, and then you work your way down to the edibles and so forth, and then
some people work their way up to them.
What's the average purchase? How much do people typically spend?
People are typically spending somewhere between $110 and $120 at our dispensaries. Depends, you know, what day of the week it is. It also depends where in the state the dispensary is. But I think the average is about $110 or $120.
$1 billion and 30 to 40% tax revenue coming into the state in this, its first year, legal in Illinois. Okay. Nice to talk to you, Jason. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Happy New Year again.
Over at Sunnyside.